You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time ever, the Australian Electoral Commission has created a live hub where teams of its staff will monitor COVID data and coronavirus outbreaks in real time. And they'll also track Australia Post fans, so no postal votes are unaccounted for. Brian Fu from the AEC Command Centre says they're receiving live updates from different government departments.
This provides us a live set of data feeds to show natural impacts into our events. And we also receive feeds on here around demonstrations and other events from the Department of Home Affairs.
During the campaign, staff are being bolstered with support from the Federal Police and Australia's intelligence agencies. There are also teams tasked with debunking their task to protect Australia's democratic voting system. A record 17 million people are enrolled to vote this year. That's up from around 16 million at the last election. The voting papers are being translated in 33 different international languages and 13 Indigenous languages. It will be the most expensive poll in history, with a predicted price tag of over $400 million. And that's about $100 million more than in the last election in 2019. Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers says that's largely due to COVID.
34,000 litres of cleaning fluid, 63,000 litres of hand sanitizer. We normally use 100,000 pencils, this time 4.5 million pencils because of the requirement to sanitise. So everything from simple through to strategic, it's going to be slightly different.
The pandemic protocols will mean longer waiting times at the polling booths, and the Electoral Commission says its internal research has found many Australian voters hate that. Tom Rogers says it'll mean more people will look to postal or early voting instead.
The more votes there are in envelopes, postal votes, if there are a larger number of close seats, we have to wait for 13 days after the election for postal votes to come back. It might mean that it takes slightly longer for the result to become clearer.
There are 151 seats in the House of Representatives, and the victor will need to win more than half of those to be elected to government without doing deals with the crossbench. While no one can predict exactly how it will play out, if the last election result is anything to go by, it could be another tight contest. And after all the hype, this complicated election is likely to be a cliffhanger. The political parties have already mapped out which electorates need to be won or held to win government. The five most marginal seats for Labor and the Coalition include Bass in Tasmania, Macquarie in New South Wales, Chisholm, Lilly, Wentworth and Eden Monaro. The mixture of a tight contest and postal vote counts means the result may not be known until well after polling day. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.